I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
I'm just scrolling the internet, and Jordan Poole's name is trending. Jonathan Kuminga's name is trending. The phrase blowing a 3-1 is trending. Warriors fans are, as we say, tweeting through it tonight as Golden State loses a possible closeout game for them. They're the 7th seed. The Rockets are the 2 seed. Golden State was up 3-1. And then they were up 3-2, and now the series is tied 3-3. 115-107, the final. Warriors, 1 of 12 from 3 in the fourth quarter. That's a big one. That is a big one. Fred VanVleet, 29 points to lead the way for the Rockets. Steph at 29, but couldn't find it there in the fourth. Neither could Jimmy Butler, who ended with 27. He was 1 of 6 from 3. Jonathan Kuminga continues to rot on the bench. The guy they would not trade. Almost untouchable. Deadline after deadline, offseason after offseason. Front row seat to the festivities. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We've got Guess What They Said, as we do on our Friday shows, coming up in about 20. We've got plenty of time for you. Steve is in Houston, where I would wager he is a Rockets fan. Hello, Steve.
Hey, I tell you what, I sure am. As Uli Tomjanovich says, never underestimate the heart of a champion. I tell you what, Bart, for years and years and years, I've been hearing smack from Warrior fans, just trashing me left and right and sideways and everybody else. It's time that their dynasty is finally near the twilight of their history of this franchise. Yes, Steph Curry is one of the best players ever. He's played 16 years. This team is an older team. Pazinski is obviously really good, and obviously Steph Curry, and Draymond is Draymond. He's a punk. You know what? I can't stand the man personally because he should be kicked out of a lot of games because of the crap that he pulls. What kind of a role model is he for young people? And I think Steven Adams is a difference. Jalen Green is traditionally struggles against the Warriors. He had a good game the other night, but, you know, I'm a big Jalen Green fan, of course. And VanVleet, he's also a difference maker. I love to see this team. Will they go and beat the Oklahoma City Thunder? Am I getting ahead of myself? I don't think they can. But it's good, as good as a Rockets fan, this is only the second time they've won against Golden State in the playoffs on the road. I'm very excited. And wow. I tell you what, this has been a long time coming. We finally have the Warrior fans. My phone has not been blowing up for days now, and it's really nice because I've been taking a lot of crap from all these Warrior fans. We're sick of them.
You still got to win the series, but I know tonight feels good, but we still got to win the series.
I know we do, Bart, but if it's just like you would feel against the Dallas Cowboys, being a Green Bay fan.
Oh, you know sure. What I mean? Yeah, you got me there.
Because they've been talking. Here's what it is with Warrior fans. They're like Cowboy fans. When they win, you can't get rid of them. When they lose, you can't find them. Isn't that ironic, Bart?
I talk a lot about, Steve, thanks for calling in. I talk a lot about when the Packers did win a Super Bowl in 96. There was a good section of the fan base that we were happy, but we wanted to beat the Cowboys to do it because the Cowboys were always that team that ended our season. And if you're a Rockets fan, you're down 3-1 to the Warriors. You're thinking, not again. And it's been a few years. But the Rockets, when they were maybe at their best since they won the titles in the mid-90s, they could not get past Golden State. They couldn't get past them. 24-2015 season, conference finals, lost in 5. Next year, first round, lost in 5. Get to the conference finals again in 2018. Warriors beat you in a game 7. 2019, conference semifinals. You lose in 6. Rockets then made the playoffs in 2020. 4 years then of no playoffs. just missed last year. And now the two seed, a strong team, a good team, a deep team, down 3-1 to the team that's been knocking them out. It's been years since they've played, but this is not the Warriors dynasty that it was. Klay's gone, Kevin Durant. But there's still enough of it there. Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, Draymond Green. There's still enough of it there that knocking them off would be very cathartic, I'm sure. And if there was a team that's most deserving to do it, if it does end the dynasty, then it would be the Houston Rockets. So Game 7 is on Sunday night. Massive Game 7 on Sunday night. So here's what the NBA looks like the next couple of days. So Saturday's action is going to have a Game 7. We are going to get the Clippers and the Nuggets. 7:30 Eastern. Clippers and the Nuggets, Denver to host. Now, Denver fans are going to be conflicted on Saturday night, or at least need multiple screens. But there's a Game 7 in the NBA on Saturday. On Sunday, we're getting a doubleheader on TNT. It's going to be the Pacers and Cavs, 6 Eastern. It's going to be the Warriors and Rockets, 8:30 Eastern. So Pacers and Cavs starts a Game 1 series in the East. Warriors and Rockets will be a Game 7 on Sunday night. In the NHL, we are getting some hockey tomorrow. Denver fans, Colorado fans, Rocky Mountain fans. While the Nuggets are playing, so are the Avalanche. They'll be in Dallas against the Stars for a Game 7, 8 o'clock Eastern, ABC. And then on Sunday, as the basketball's going on, the Blues will be in Winnipeg in a Game 7 there. So we've got a total of 5 games this weekend. 4 of them are Game 7s between the NHL and the NBA. This is the time of the year where things get chaotic. This is the time of year where sometimes they don't. Sometimes it's like, oh, geez, there's nothing going on. We could have nothing tomorrow on Saturday. We could have one Game 1 on Sunday. But Saturday and Sunday, you are getting a Game 7 in both the NHL and NBA. And then on Sunday, you're getting treated to a Game 1 of another series to start in the East. So this will be a big weekend. We'll have plenty to discuss come Monday. The various Infinity Sports Network shows will carry you through a weekend of fun, for sure. Brandon is in Chicago. I'll come to him now, Brandon.
Go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go!
Go Cubs, go!
In Chicago, what Cubs do you say?
Win today. They got the power, they got the speed.
To be the next
best
verse.
National League. Sorry, man, I just had to do
you know,
it.
No, I wish I could join you. I do. The Cubs, I just want to reiterate this. The Cubs and Brewers, I loved them both growing up. I had a National League team. I had an American League team. And then because Bud Selig wanted to switch the Brewers, I had to disown my Cubs fandom. And here I am.
Man, you gotta choose a side. You know, that's what it's all about, man. But are we going to include Spawn or maybe what's his name? The guy from Troma, the Toxic Avenger in this alternate New York comic book movie?
No, I think I gave up on that.
What the hell is his name?
There's actually a Mr. Negative, too, that's a character.
Oh,
in the
yeah,
New York
you're right. Too. You are right.
But what I was going to call about was the game tonight. But real quick, to piggyback off the guy talking about the Bears picks, I'm hoping that they can maybe use Burden and Moore in the backfield a little bit too this year, you know, kind of like a Debo to supplement the running game. I think Monagai is kind of underrated. You know, he did run against Big Ten defenses, even when they knew he all that they could do was run the ball. So I think he's going to surprise some people. But on the game tonight, man, I don't know what Kerr was thinking. Even, you know, Butler and Curry, you know, they weren't far off from, you know, catching up or tying it, and they just kept jacking up threes, you know. And Butler, that's not his strong suit, his three-pointer. So I just can't believe they didn't try, you know, slowing down the game a little bit and attacking the rim a little bit more. Maybe they just wanted to get the crowd, you know, into it for them. But and then hacking Steve Adams, you know, if he's shooting those free throws and making them, you know, you would think that they would stop doing that. But I don't know what Kerr was thinking tonight. I think he got, you know, a little bit of what J.J. Redick was happening to him.
Yeah.
But, I think
there's a lot, Brandon. There's a lot of Warriors fans, I think, that are trying to figure out what exactly Steve Kerr is thinking.
You know, not playing Kuminga, and I think the Rockets got something with Amen, you know, going to the basket, you know, and penetrating, because you got Van Fleet, you know, on the outside knocking down those triples. And, man, I don't know. It's going to be a close game, though. But I'm a little bit worried for the Warriors, man, and Butler. I kind of want him to do it just so he has a chance at maybe getting a championship before, you know, he's out of his prime.
Yeah, I'm interested. I want to see, Brandon, thanks for the call, what the starting lineup's going to look like for Golden State and if they're going to play Kuminga at all. They'll play him if Jimmy's hurt, but then if he's not. So game one, they went Draymond, Jimmy, Curry, Moses, and Podemski. Game two, they did the same thing. Game three, the Warriors went Draymond, Kuminga, Quentin Post, Steph Curry, and Podemski, where Jimmy Butler did not play, so they completely changed things. In game four, they started Draymond, Jimmy, Curry, Buddy Hield, and then Podemski. Game five, they started the same: Draymond, Jimmy, Curry, Buddy Hield, and Podemski. And then tonight, they started Draymond, Jimmy, Curry, Buddy Hield, and Gary Payton the second, although gave more minutes to Moses Moody, Podemski, Quentin Post, too, until he got the five fouls because he was hacking Steven Adams. So the Warriors, they're throwing a lot at it. Some coaches, and I've rooted for teams that you walk away and you're like, God, make an adjustment. I always said about Mike Budenholzer, he saves all his adjustments for a game eight. LOL, there is no game eight. Steve Kerr's doing a lot. He's mixing up the ingredients quite a bit, and the food ain't that good. Let's get to Greg. He's in Michigan. Talk some hoops. What's up, Greg?
El Bardo, it's the Warrior, Mr. Positive. Hey, I got to tell you, you said you have 15,000 fans on Instagram, or what do you have?
I didn't say that. I didn't say any of that.
It's not
I don't know what I have.
Oh, I thought you had something like that. I was going to give you money to be a part of your big following. Your presence on social media is fantastic.
You want to give me money?
Oh, I do. I do.
Don't you not have a job? Did you ever find work?
As a matter of fact, no.
Oh.
But don't tell the world Mr. Positive is in dire straits. No, just kidding. Just kidding. I'm fine.
You feel like a Kramer to me, where like you don't work, but you're also not in need.
Okay. Okay. Real quick, does Baby El Bardo have a favorite soccer player?
They keep... So one kid showed up in a Messi jersey, so they keep calling themselves Messi.
Okay, that's great. He's the greatest. Real quick, the Tigers are going places. It's fantastic. But the Detroit Pistons, I got to tell you, Cade Cunningham needs more leadership qualities. He's a blossoming superstar, number one. Number two, the team around him are like the Bad Boys, the Pistons. They really are not superstars, but they will die for trying to win. And you want that, but we need another superstar. And I just think that the Pistons could go pretty far with another superstar like Kevin Durant, maybe. Who knows? Who knows? And my Lakers, Alberto, I'm just devastated. It was weird. They were supposed to win this, weren't they, against Minnesota?
I don't know. I mean, the more you look at it, like the further you walk back, you think they were never going to win this one.
I hear you. I hear you. Well, thanks for taking my call. You're the best. And Carlos with a K, thank you. And everybody, go for your dreams. Do not quit.
Oh, Greg, come on. I don't mind if Greg comes in with an intro catchphrase, because he's got an outro. Go for your dreams.
Go for your dreams.
He keeps trying to double stack the outro.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, Christ have mercy. He keeps trying to double stack the outro.
6 inches to the left, 6 inches to the right, and they go in.
We got Guess What They Said coming up. Before that, let's get to Larry. He's in South Bend. Hey, Larry. I wouldn't say it like that. I would rephrase it a little bit, but it's an interesting approach. Would you say that that's been a long held standing belief of yours, or this is just something that you've realized in the last few days? Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. It's fascinating stuff, Larry. I mean, I don't know for sure that... No. Larry! You can't say that on the radio, Larry! My good, my Lord! Oh, my God! I am so sorry to everybody out there if you heard Larry. Our bits weren't coalescing there. There was no Larry. He never picked up. ISN 8887. Stop. Say a word. Say something.
Something.
I do like, and I also don't like when you're like a mime, where you just speak via drops.
The board speaks for me.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I know. All right, 888-710-4ISN. We've got Guess What They Said coming up. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
Okay.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast. Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say. And I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm real serious.
I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice,
Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Guess what they said every Monday and Friday on the Bart Winkler Show, pending the appearance of Bart and or myself. On Fridays, we get you the audio of the week, and Bart will attempt to guess what they said. It's literally that easy, and it's the only original segment we have, so I'm very happy about it. Bart, let's start with some more Lakers talk, because why not? We're not going to be spending the rest of the playoffs talking about them, because it ain't advance. They got knocked off by the Minnesota Timberwolves in five games. Bart, I want you to guess what Jackson Hayes had to say. The reason why I'm
Jackson Hayes?
Yes, and here's a particular reason why. Lakers got dominated basically by the fact that they didn't really have a traditional center. They did try to trade for Mark Williams. They wound up nixing that deal. They weren't happy with the medicals. So after trading away Anthony Davis in order to acquire Luka, they really didn't have a center. One of the options that probably could have helped out was Jackson Hayes, but J.J. Redick did not, you know, go to the move. So I want you to guess what Jackson Hayes had to say. He talks for about 11 seconds on not playing. Guess what Jackson Hayes had to say on not playing.
Yeah, you know, I just want to put my head down and, you know, make sure that I'm in a position where coach can utilize me and we're going to use the offseason to improve and get better is probably the angle I'd take if he wasn't a free agent. He wants out. I would be certain of that. You're going to get something like, they know where I am. They know I'm available. I was waiting. You know, at some point you just kind of think maybe that it's not going to happen. But I was available. I was fine. I'm not hurt. I'm healthy.
I mean, they told me, they were up straight with me, just saying just to stay ready, and they're going to try some other things out. So, I mean, that's what coach's decision, so I respect that always.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do?
I kind of guessed twice and didn't get either of them right.
Which is incredible. You almost try to double your chances in a weird way. Yeah. And I would have gave you credit if you got either one of them, but, you know, both the darts went awry, and that's what happens sometimes. It's all right. Let's see if you can get on track. That's why we have five different clips. That and I just like the number five. Three is just too short. So let's go to Caitlin Clark and the WNBA. It's going to be starting preseason. I actually think it already started. We should get the regular season in about 2 weeks. So I want you to guess what Caitlin Clark had to say here. This one's 10 seconds. On what the goal is this season. Guess what Caitlin Clark had to say on what the goal is this season.
Build upon last year. Build a winning culture. You know, try to advance in the playoffs. You know, be the beginning of something great. Because I don't think she's going to say championship or MVP. But I think she'll say stuff like coded that way. So that's where I'm going to go with.
Have you guys been explicit so far about wanting to win a championship this year?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
What does success then look like? I mean,
a championship.
I'm not thrilled with the Q&A in there, but
I'm not either. I didn't hear it, to be honest.
Right.
I went by the slug.
Have you ever listened to any? You can at least listen to these.
I probably should have listened to that one.
Can we change where you at least listen to them?
I'd like to grade out slugs in real time. Yeah, but I got to stop relying on slugs. You're still low into it. There's nothing you can do there. Let's go.
Because I'm getting mad. You read me what is saved in the system, right?
Uh-huh.
To describe the cut. And then I get mad at the person who put the cut together. When I should be getting mad at you for not listening to the audio that you're about to play.
You done? I was waiting for more.
Just listen to the cuts.
All righty. Let's go to tonight's game. The Rockets force a game 7. So on the... let's go to the winning side here. Let's go to the Houston Rockets and Fred VanVleet. Rockets overall is a young team, so he's pretty much the vet on the roster. He's 31 years old. You mentioned him and Steven Adams. So Fred actually spoke about the advice he gave to the younger guys. This one's 18 seconds long. I actually heard this clip, so I know what to expect. I want you to guess what Fred VanVleet's advice to the younger guys on the team is.
I just told him to stay focused. Don't let the moment get too big. You know, they're going to be throwing everything they got at us, but we got to just remember the way that we play and the confidence that you've had throughout the season. You've got to try to bring that here. If we just play within ourselves, we can give back and win these games and just play like we've been all year. Just try to stay focused.
No, just focus. Just ultimate focus, attention to details, staying on those guys, cracking the whip as much as we can, let them not get carried away. So I got to go in there and tell them we didn't do anything yet, calm them down, and we got to get back, get some rest, and get ready to do it again. So just trying to keep composed and confident, but also, you know, making sure we stay locked in.
Look what happens when I actually heard the cut in real before time. You get it right. I don't know how that correlates at all whatsoever. Like, me not listening should have no bearing on your ability to accurately guess what these people
say. Well, it should, because if the cut is junk, you throw it out.
Well, the only problem for you is the two cuts were labeled accurate that you got wrong. It's just I didn't anticipate Caitlin Clark would speak about 15% of the time from that 10-second cut.
Hmm.
That being said, you are 1-2, so you need this one to stay in the game, even though we're going to play the five cuts regardless.
Do you know that a year ago today is when Drake and Kendrick were dropping tracks on each other?
No way, it's already been a year. Are you serious?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel that long ago, and that was the thing that encapsulated all of the entertainment world.
And it was like during the show. And I'm trying to like read sports things, and it was during the show, and people are just like, he dropped another one. And I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah.
So now I just see that it was a year ago today.
Good times. I didn't realize it was that long ago. Wow. And it was a hot summer. Let's go to the losing side. Here's Draymond Green representing the Warriors. He spoke here 23 seconds long. I want you to guess what Draymond had to say on what needs to be done for Game 7.
Oof.
Guess what he said. Remember, everybody, Bart needs this to stay in the game. 1-2. Have fun.
Draymond on what needs to be done for Game 7. We just got to, I don't want to say lock in again like Fred did, but we just got to lock in. We got to focus. We can't be messing around. It's do or die time. You know, we've had our chances. We gotta come and play Warriors basketball. We've been here before. We know what this is like. We've been in this situation. We need everybody to step up. And we gotta get it done.
Get loose balls. I think they probably had 20 points off broken plays and getting loose balls and kicking off for three. So get loose balls, and we'll defend them way better. Kind of getting the first effort, but in order to beat this team, you got to make second and third efforts. And last two games, we have not done that.
Unfortunately, he actually gave a real answer, nothing too vague. Defensive rebounds, offensive rebounds, really just crashing the boards in general.
The vaguer, the better for me.
Yeah. Really generic, doesn't hurt you in this game whatsoever. But yeah, very similar to the Wolves and Lakers series. Warriors just don't really have the size to match up with the Rockets, which I thought all of us would have recognized coming into this. But just like the Lakers series, we're like blinded by the stars that are on the team and not the total roster. So shame on me for not putting any coin on this money on this series.
I don't know. So we're just going to say the Rockets are winning Game 7? We're just going to say that? I'm not there yet.
I might be. But you know what? Ryan Hickey on this very network, he tweeted out, and there is a thing called the Hickey Hex, where everything he says go the other way. He said the Warriors are cooked, so I almost want to bet my entire rent on the Golden State Warriors. He's never right. And I mean never. It's not even like a bit.
Oh, I'm well aware. Yeah, it's bad.
So I am about to take out a sizable loan and put it on the Warriors. All right, last one here. Even though you already lost, we still got to play it because someone might need it. You know, maybe Jenna and Andrew are tied 2-2, locked in, among other things. So let's go.
Very few people know what you're talking about, no, but I like
you
it.
Know, they should listen to the show every day. Don't miss a single minute. Let's go to Giants general manager Joe Shane, because it would be illegal for us not to talk football on a show, and we really haven't done it this year, this day. So I want you to guess what Joe Shane's plan for Jackson Dart is this season. Now, this one's a little longer of a cut. It's 39 seconds. It's also courtesy of SiriusXM NFL Radio. But I want you to feel good, even though you lost. So I'm sure you'll land right around the same point. So guess what Joe Shane had to say about the plan for Jackson Dart.
We just want to get him ready. We just want to bring him along. This is a good young kid that we got in here. We don't want to throw too much at him. We think we'll build a big future for him. That's why we trade up. That's why we're not to get him. But you want to bring him in, ease him in, get him acclimated, get him set, get him ready, and then they'll let him loose. You know, see what he can do, see what he can provide, help him grow along the way, and really develop into the next great Giant quarterback.
Dave's came out and said it on, I believe it was on Friday, you know, Russ is the starter, and, you know, we've been through this. We went through with Josh Allen. We had a little bit different quarterback room at the time, but he was going to sit his rookie year, and then halftime of the opening game, we were getting smoked by Baltimore, so we put him in, and the rest rest was history. So that plan didn't go as well, but we didn't have a Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston in the room. So, again, Jackson's going to come in. He's got to learn the offense. There's a lot to learn. These NFL offenses are hard to grasp and pick up and then be able to go out and execute. So, you know, the ability for him to learn and sit behind two consummate pros already will be beneficial for him.
Sure, why not? And just to add on to this, if we see Jackson Dart at all this season coming up, Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are getting fired. They cannot play Jackson Dart at all. They have to hold that card in the back of their pocket so they can extend it for one more year. I would be shocked if you see Jackson Dart at all this season. That being said, 2-3, end on the high note, but you know what that means
sex
when you don't get over three.
To save the friendship.
Sure, I'm just going to hit this.
You get nothing.
Or no,
you lose.
Seinfeld.
Good day, sir.
Seinfeld.
Sure.
I've been bloated all night. I'm very uncomfortable.
Oh, that's why you lost. You know, it's funny because, you know, we've been hearing lately about these athletes that they're in, like, competitive series. You know, they're in the playoffs and in competition. And then they lose. And then you start to hear, you know, reports. And, you know, this guy's hurt. This guy's dealing with an injury. Now, I'm not saying that they're lying. It's just convenient that when the performance and the result doesn't go their way, we're starting to hear things that we didn't know before. Oh, you're bloated. Oh, okay, and you're just saying this now. Gotcha.
If you had to answer, guess what they said. Bart Winkler, 11 seconds on how he feels about tonight's performance and where he think the night went wrong.
If I had to guess, by the way, I am undefeated in guess what they said, so this is not going to tarnish my record. If I had to guess what Bart would say about tonight's performance, just they didn't have it. You know, been feeling bloated all day, but also my EP, Carlos with a K, really has got to start listening to the cuts. He's not putting me in a position to succeed. So I would have to blame tonight's loss on the feet of Carlos.
Yeah, other than a bucks and six, that's it. You got it. Well done. Still undefeated. I guess what they said. 888-710 for ISN, 888-710-4476. Marco over there laughing, what a guy. Let's get to him. Here's an update, Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. We're wrapping things up. David Shepard coming up for the next 4 hours. We will be back on Monday. I was talking about it a little earlier. We're going to have a lot to talk about. With two game sevens in the NHL this weekend, two game sevens in the NBA, and another series getting started. Plus, we'll have the games that we get on Monday. So there's going to be so much to discuss. as we move forward here in the month of May. For a full Kentucky recap, Kentucky Derby preview, and then recap, make sure you check out hour number 5 of our show. It is exclusively nowhere. So check it out if you can. I think I got to get to this, Carlos. I think I got to get to this. What is wrong with these Giants rookies you're drafting? Last year, it was Malik Nabers who wanted to wear the number 1, but it was retired by the Giants. Ray Flaherty, if I'm not mistaken, wide receiver. He played 90 years ago in 1930s.
That is
but
correct.
his number was retired. And for 90 years, Giants players have respected that. Can't wear the number 1. It's retired. But Malik Nabers wanted to wear the number 1. And so he called the Flaherty family, who probably barely even know their great-grandpa. And they're like, yeah, let's do it. You can wear the number. Can we get tickets to a game? I don't know what happened there. So Malik Nabers is number 1. Abdul Carter gets drafted, wants to wear number 56. There's something to be said about having confidence. Also, dude, Lawrence Taylor. I mean, if there's one number you don't wear, it's 56. Lawrence Taylor shut that down. What if Abdul Carter comes along in another 40 years? Is Lawrence Taylor going to be around to shut it down? These retired numbers, if you're just going to unretire them, what do they even mean? So then Abdul Carter set his sights to number 11. What's the word number 11 now? Well, Phil Simms was kind of okay with it. Phil Simms was like, okay, that might be cool if I wear the number 11 or see somebody else wear it. Gary Myers reporting tonight. Good news for Giants fans who believe in tradition. Phil Simms' number 11 will not be coming out of retirement for first-round pick Abdul Carter, who wore that number at Penn State. Simms said on a podcast he'd be okay with it, but he told me tonight he was outvoted by his family. After hearing that Simms was agreeable, Carter said it would be an honor to wear 11. LT already turned down Carter's request to wear 56. Carter needs to create his legacy with his own number. Now, you had texted Phil Simms the other day, and what did you text him? You said, don't let him wear the number? How did that go down?
So when for, I'm here.
You did that. Yeah, I know.
So for just to give everybody up to speed, he wanted to emulate his game. He says one of the legends that he's chasing is Lawrence Taylor, who wears 56. That number has long since been retired because LT is not only probably the greatest Giant of all time, he might be one of the best defensive players of all time, period. Maybe even overall football, I mean, Tom Brady aside. That being said, he asked for 56 LT. LT politely said no. Abdul Carter wears 11 at Penn State. That number is also retired with Phil Simms. Phil Simms said he was okay with it. But after talking to his family...
Yeah, and I'm wondering, were you a part of the vote?
No.
Because he talked to his family, but were you...
I was not a part of the vote.
Did you tell him not to wear it? Because he gave you a thumbs up.
I did text him, and I said, do not let him wear it. Like, it was a very quick little text. And
so, but
again,
he gave you a thumbs up, so I wondered if that counted towards the vote.
I don't think so, because, again, like I said yesterday, I don't think he knows I exist. He knows I have his number, but he might not know that it's me, even though I put requests to him numerous times.
Maybe he thought you were like a cousin.
Right?
Or something.
Oh, you know what? That should be the headline. I influenced Phil Simms.
Yeah. I think
to
so.
To not give up the number 11.
All right, Abdul Carter tweeted tonight, damn, at this point, I'll be out there with just my last name on my jersey, no number, JK, JK, it's all love, just want to play football. Well, then stop requesting numbers that are retired. This is a huge red flag to me. Like, I hate this.
I don't like it
I hate
either.
That he's so flippant about it. I hate that he's like, No, it's a big. I'll just ask. What, okay, you know what? What's next? Number 10. Does he want to wear number 10? Eli Manning. Eli's an affable guy. He's not trying to. He's not trying to make any enemies. Will he give up his number? What about Michael Strahan, number 92? Go pick that one. Michael Strahan's on 9 different TV shows. Last thing he wants is a scandal. Go pick 92. What about 50? Ken Strong. He played for the Giants in the 30s. Malik Nabers already showed that you can just pluck any number from the 1930s because these guys are dead. Don't need to honor them anymore after they die. Oh, it's been long enough. They didn't know how big the NFL would get. Never mind the 80 years of people not wearing the number 50 because of tradition. Oh, you can come along. You do whatever the hell you want. How about 42? Jackie Robinson. It's been universally retired to honor what he did and went through. How do we know that he doesn't think he deserves a number 42? I hate this. This is not a bit. This is not an act. I hate it. I hate it. You know I hate it. I talk about this all the time. He went after a retired number. He went after a retired number and then immediately goes after another retired number. Just pick a number. Pick a number. God. What the hell's wrong with your stupid team and your stupid rookies thinking they're stupid, retired stupid numbers on stupid matter? Anyway, we'll be back on Monday. Thanks to Carlos Ortiz, Marco Belletti, David Shepard up next. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.